Happy Monday, everybody, and Merry Christmas Eve. We are here in the Be Our Guest podcast studios for our annual present exchange. So grab some hot cocoa, put on your slippers, and join us here in the studio as we exchange gifts for the year. It's going to be a lot of fun. Of course, it is a Monday, so we've got two great sponsors we just want to remind you about real quick. It's our friends over at thewisdomofwalt.com. Two great books. And again, if you're in a pinch, I know it's Christmas Eve, but hey, you can get an ebook right now at thewisdomofwalt.com. Send it to the Disney fan in your life, and they won't know that you waited till the last minute. They're just going to know you care about them. You want to spread your love for Disney with them. They're going to have a great book to read right there on that electronic device. So check them out today over at thewisdomofwalt.com. And also, hey, you want to keep your friends and family out of lines? Make that next Disney vacation awesome. Make many Disney vacations awesome over the next 365 days. A premium subscription to touringplans.com is always appreciated. All you need is their email address, and just swing by touringplans.com for the price of a couple of pretzels down at Walt Disney World. Throw in some cheese, and your friends and family are going to have a great 2019. So check them out today. Another great sponsor. They're over at touringplans.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1424 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. And welcome to one of the best traditions I think that we have here on the Be Our Guest Podcast. It's one we enjoy the most, I can tell you that. And it's Christmas Eve in the Be Our Guest Podcast studio. So first of all, Merry Christmas to you. I hope that you life settles down today for a couple of days. Now it'll get hectic again on the 26th with everybody returning your gifts and taking your gift cards to the mall. I don't do all that stuff, but we're gonna have just a relaxed, a chill time today, unwrapping our gifts. We always exchange our gifts here on Christmas Eve. Of course, we need you to pull up get some soft music in the background, turn the lights down very dim, have that fireplace going, and get some hot cocoa, because we're settling in again for Be Our Guest Podcast Studios Christmas Eve, the tradition. So joining me today here in the dimly lit studios with the fireplace crackling and the hot cocoa flowing, we have Ricky from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, touringplans.com, and the Mouse for Less. Merry Christmas, Ricky. What's going on?
Merry Christmas, and I am getting the playlist ready to go. The only song on the playlist is NSYNC's, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. It's the only song on the playlist, so that's what you're stuck with.
But you don't, have any,
over and over?
Yeah, just what? Over and over again, yes. Oh. Yeah, that's it. That's so all you guys get to hear.
You don't have, JT playing some kind of Christmas song? He doesn't do Christmas stuff?
Well, no, this is Justin Timberlake.
Oh, that's right.
It's just
right.
The whole NSYNC, yeah. Maybe I'll put the whole album on just so you guys have a little bit of, different. But I've been definitely jamming out to this album, the whole Christmas season this year. So, this is the only Justin Timberlake Christmas album that I have is the NSYNC one. So,
did he ask for healthy vocal cords moving into 2019?
I'm hoping. I still have, my concert's still taking place as far as I know here in January, so let's see.
Wishful thinking. You got canceled in St. Louis, I'm just saying. So, let me get Pam introduced to you. Pam Forrester, co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. Then I have a question for both of you. Merry Christmas, Pam. How's a Pennsylvania Christmas go?
Merry Christmas. So I don't know how a traditional Pennsylvania Christmas goes, but in our house, I will tell you that I have no less than 15 Christmas playlists, by the way.
Yes, I'm sure she does.
I do. And they're based on themes. They're themes.
Are any of them in sync? Because that's what they need to be.
No, there may be an NSYNC song. On Christmas pop, but I have to Alexa, it's a little more challenging. So first of all, I feel like I'm crazy at times because I'm a word, because not the bad a word, because I don't want to set off the Alexa.
Yeah, you say echo. That's the word you say because it doesn't trigger.
Yes, whatever. I'm play Christmas R&B in family room, or and sometimes you have to do more than that. Sometimes I'll use the play the Spotify Christmas R&B. It's nuts. So anyways, but yes, I carry on a whole conversation with her, but now you know, she knows the lingo. We have an understanding, the two of us, right now.
So you know, now there's a whole nother level of complication. I do the same thing. I listen to them on my Echoes constantly, different playlists for Christmas. God, I love Christmas music. But now you can play your Apple Music through your Amazon devices, and that's a whole nother layer, because I have so many playlists. Yeah. You know, I have them on Amazon Prime and I have them on Apple. Oh, it's crazy.
I know. Yeah. I know. It is. And my family uses Spotify, which I've decided that's what I'm sticking with for now. Like, I have, it just allows me a little more flexibility, I think, so, to play them everywhere. So anyways, yeah.
All right.
And Hannah says to me the other day, wait, this is funny because y'all are like this.
She comes down. Hannah, we're in.
And she was listening to things on Stitcher, and she's like, did you know that your podcast is one of the top culture podcasts on Stitcher? And I said, well, yes, I do. And she's like, not just in travel and anything, like in all of hobbies. And I'm like, I did know that, Hannah. She's like,
that has to be that has to be kind of startling when you see that your parent has a podcast that is popular when you're a millennial. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, that has to be wrong on so many levels, and I love that it is.
I wanted to be like, so what have you done lately? Because, you know, right? I'm this podcast that's on Stitcher that I hear is pretty top rated. So
absolutely.
Oh, I can't wait to see him.
Right. Hello. I'm just trying to get everyone ready for their own family gathering. So think of something to boast about when you get in there, because you know you'll be competing with Margot and her three perfect children. So come up with something.
All right. So before we exchange our gifts, as we do here in the studios every Christmas Eve, we had a great show on Friday. It was a call-in show where folks called in and we shared our Christmas traditions growing up, and our, you know, some folks called in and gave their favorite gift they got as a kid. And we had a great time on Friday. I hope everybody enjoyed that podcast. I mean, we had Wade call in and talk about why now his family, in Nebraska, every Christmas they have to have jambalaya. That's like their dinner for Christmas in Nebraska. I'm like, you in New Orleans? No, you're in Nebraska. I mean, but it's got an origin story, which was a lot of fun to hear from. Mike Bankhead calls in and talks about the torpedo he got and how he was shooting around the Christmas tree 3 o'clock in the morning on Christmas morning, and then he threw firecrackers at his grandparents' carport to wake him up. I mean, I'm like, are you in Richland, South Carolina? Because it sounds like something I see on Live PD, or I don't know, but it was a lot of fun.
Pasco County.
Exactly. No, that's Florida.
Yes, gotta go down to Pasco.
And the dog. I can't remember the dog down there. But anyway, before we get going, though, and exchange the gifts, Ricky, two questions. So what's a tradition in your family, either like something you and Brian have started or going all the way back to the times in Flowtown, you know, something that you guys did that kind of special that you'd like to share?
So right now our tradition is obviously to go down to Florida to celebrate Christmas. You know, being in Orlando on, you know, Christmas Day and is pretty darn special. I have to say, I do love the fact that I get to go to Orlando and celebrate Christmas. So that part is really, really nice. But, you know, one of the things I always remember about as a kid is we would always have different places that we would have to go to celebrate Christmas. We'd start out on Christmas Eve at my dad's mom's house and do Christmas with the family there. And then we would go to a friend of my parents' house, Uncle Ed and Barb. And unfortunately, Uncle Ed passed this year, but we would always go to their house and, you know, do Christmas there. They always had this giant party. And then, you know, we go to bed and we'd wake up in the morning and have Christmas, you know, cause Santa came. So we'd have Christmas at our house. And then we would immediately head over to my grandma and grandpa's house where, you know, again, Santa had come and, we've had Christmas there, and then grandma would cook us a delicious Christmas dinner, Christmas ham. So it was definitely like the traditional Christmas for sure back then. So, you know, I'm glad that I've had the traditional Christmas in my life. And then now I have the completely untraditional Christmas with the Florida trips. So.
But they're both fun. You know, I mean, it's fun to look back on, you know, getting to see, you know, your grandparents and aunts and uncles and all that, because that's really one of the few times in the Rahman family we all got together. It was Christmas, you know, and sometimes Thanksgiving. But yeah, you're right. I mean, and you know what? Kind of the common theme I think a lot of us have is like, Grandma always made great meals.
Yes. Well, oh, Grandma has a few specialties that I make now. Granted, I don't usually, well, we'll see, because we're having, it's usually something that you have with ham, not with turkey. So we'll see. Maybe I'll make it. My brother loves it. It's called hot potato salad. And so maybe I'll make it for my brother, because it's absolutely his favorite thing in the entire world. So maybe I'll think about making that for him this Christmas.
Maybe not. See how good he was this year.
That's right. Exactly.
So, okay. Give us one toy from your childhood that folks might, you know, kind of relate to you. They said, oh yeah, okay, you know, I remember that toy. I had that myself. Or maybe they've never heard of it.
So it's a toy that I don't think a lot of people have heard of. And it's always the one that I think of, because I remember it so vividly. So it was this, and remember, it's like back in the 80s. So it was this doll that's name was Cricket. And she had a tape player in her back. It was
Teddy
Ruxpin. Like Teddy Ruxpin.
I was going to say, that's what it
wasn't Teddy Ruxpin. It was a doll, and her name was Cricket. And she told stories, and she talked just like Teddy Ruxpin would do. And then you could dress her, and she had these, she's blonde, she had these pigtails, she had this chair that she sat in. It was blue, and I remember, like, that was one of the really, like, special presents that I had growing up that I've always kind of gone back to. The other kind of really unique thing that nobody remembers anymore is the magic nursery babies, which was a thing where you didn't know whether you were getting a boy or a girl. It was these dolls, and you didn't know if they were a boy or a girl. And you took like, they had this hospital gown on, basically, and you took it and you put it in water before you, like, undressed its hair or anything like that. You put the hospital gown in water, and then it would tell you if you were having a boy or a girl, or sometimes you even had twins. Now, if you had twins, you had to send off the fact that you had a twin back to the company, and then they would send you another doll.
It sounds like a scam.
So you get $2 for the price of one.
Wow.
Oh, seriously, I still have all my magic nursery babies. I still have them. They are in storage. I don't have Cricket anymore, so that's why Cricket's the first thing that I think of usually. But so those are the things of Ricky of the past.
Okay, everybody that's driving over to Grandma's house today to celebrate Christmas, or aunt and uncle's, or wherever you're headed to church, for midnight mass tonight, two hands on the wheel, don't Google Cricket, and don't Google the scam magic babies with the...
with
the hospital gowns, where you find out if they're boys or girls. That's crazy. That's so funny. I gotta Google that.
You put it in water. You dissolved it in water, and it told you if you were having a boy or a girl. And then you took off the hat, and it was a big surprise. And there was an outfit in the hospital, like included in the hospital gown. It was the weirdest thing.
God, the 80s and 70s were so bizarre. Like things were toys.
That was like the 90s, man. I'm telling, like, early 90s.
That was kind of crazy too, actually. It was just things were a little safer in the 90s. They were weird, but they weren't like the stuff you got in the 70s. You could literally lose fingers and lose eyeballs.
That's true.
Easily. I mean, with almost anything you got. So, but that's what made it fun. All right, Pam. So talk to us about tradition you had growing up that, people might be interested in here.
So I remember, at our house, we always had to wait upstairs at the top of the stairs. And my parents would go down the stairs in the morning and tell us whether Santa had come or not. that waiting at the top of the stairs was like a
torture.
Lot. Yeah, it was, right? And so they'd kind of round the corner and be like, oh, I think I see something. And then,
yes!
Of course, we'd all be like, I know, right?
Yes! Santa!
So remember that. We did a lot of, going... of course, to different grandparents' houses and things like that. And it got really weird, not weird, but interesting, after my parents got divorced and then remarried. Like, we had like four sets of houses to go to. Like, there were lots of places that we were going. So anyways, just full of all kinds of things. And now, Steve and Hannah and I, it's a little more quiet here on Christmas Day. We do have family come over at different times, but the one thing that we have been doing is I try to buy a puzzle for us to open, and then we do that at some point if we get some downtime. And it may be like while we're watching a Christmas movie or something that evening, but it's just kind of a fun thing, for us to do that. And the other thing I will say I remember, on Christmas morning, my mom was usually sort of a stickler as to like breakfast foods or breakfasty things, you know what I mean? And you didn't really have cookies or pie for breakfast, right? But on Christmas morning, we were somehow allowed to have nut roll as like to eat, and I know, right? And so I thought that was awesome. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, hello. Yes.
All right.
Anyways, yeah.
That sounds fun. Yeah, I mean, you got to cut loose one day a year, you know. So
right.
Good for your mom. Anyway.
No brand cereal for you today.
Yes, you'll be regular. Rusty. So, what was one gift you look back on your childhood and you say, you know, because I talked about on Friday that my grandpa made my cousin Chris and I homemade. It's ironic because I can't drive a nail straight to save my life or do anything construction wise. But he got us tool belts. He made them for us. And we had football Cardinals, warm up suits. So I remember a picture of my cousin Chris and I. He's a year younger than me. We're in our football Cardinals warm up suits with our tool belts and our little mini hammers, our nails, our little tape measure and all that stuff.
First and last time Mike's ever used a hammer.
Exactly. It probably was. Probably the old winter of 79 was the last time I had a hammer in my hand. But yeah, no, it's a weird thing because the football Cardinals aren't even here anymore, but I still, it sticks out to me. I still remember where we were standing at that picture at my grandparents. So something like that for you?
Yeah, there's a couple. First of all, I was in the wave of kids who got like the Atari.
Yes, that was me too. Yeah.
Loved that. Seriously, seriously loved that. The first Atari was awesome. Had some great games, but if I'm going back a little further, this was popular at that time, but Holly Hobby was, you know, big at that time. I had a Holly Hobby room. I remember Holly Hobby wallpaper, Holly Hobby bedspread and stuff like that. And for Christmas one year, I got the Holly Hobby oven, which was like an easy bake oven. And I thought that I was like in heaven. Now, as I recall, and this was typical for my mom, I was never allowed to cook anything in the oven.
Right, of course. Why would you be able to?
She thought it was like a death trap, like a fire hazard to the nth degree. So, first of all, cooking in my bedroom never would have been allowed. Yeah. I'm sure I wasn't even allowed to plug that thing in my bedroom. Maybe if I took it down in the kitchen, I was allowed to do stuff with it.
Oh,
maybe.
Gosh.
But I think she would have thought that was kind of shady too. But she got it for me because I guess I wanted it. I wasn't allowed to use it, but I did have it.
But think about that. It was a big glorified light bulb, you know?
It really was. But it cooked like a whole cake.
The cake was that big. It was the size of a White Castle.
Although nowadays, I mean, you probably used egg at the time, and like now they'd be like, don't eat that.
I know, right?
Okay, so, it's a wonder we're still
not
here.
Cooked.
All right, so we have these gifts under the Christmas tree here in the studios. We got, of course, the Disney tree in the corner over by the fireplace. You know, some nice jazzy playlists playing here for Christmas.
No,
we love.
No, it's NSYNC. No. I told you, on NSYNC.
I killed it. I put on some, you know, jazzy stuff. So, first of all, we got to go around and talk about the wrapping paper that we chose for this year. So let me tell you about mine, okay? Because mine, I had to look high and low for this. I knew I wanted it ever since back this summer. If you notice under the tree, it stands out. I mean, and the thing is, like, I'm fighting off, like, I got a fly swatter here in the studio. I keep smacking Instagram influencers away left and right because they keep coming after me because the wrapping paper I have this year is, I've gone the long way around. I forgot the name of the wall. What's the wall in Tomorrowland? The purple wall. The purple wall. That's all it's called, right? It's just called the purple wall. That's such a dumb name. I thought it was something special. So anyway, I have the purple wall wrapping paper. Some of it on one side is just cheap purple, like you get at Kmart. But the other side's got all the triangles and stuff. So, you know, I have Instagram influencers everywhere around here. Like, back off. Quit trying to take pictures in front of
That's unlimited supply.
That's it. They're trying to, like, they're doing all these duck lip things in front of my gifts. Like, back off, man. Back off. All right. So, Ricky, what's up with your wrapping paper? What do you got?
I mean, my wrapping paper is not nearly as exciting as yours. I am sorry to say, I went the ridiculously easy route, and I got y'all bags.
That's what I figured. I was like, well, Ricky was in a hurry this year, so.
Right, so, I know. Ricky, we would like to say that we're surprised by this.
I know.
It is Christmas Eve, and we're not going to lie. So we're too close to the main event.
It's too much. So, I mean, I put all your stuff in bags. My apologies. I didn't have time to wrap. And I'm a terrible wrapper anyway. So, I mean, you know, the tape would have been wrapped all the way around the thing and it would have been crooked. And so it's just better that it's in a bag this year.
You know what they say, Pam.
That's what I'm going to tell you so that you think.
You know what they say, Pam.
Wait till last minute.
It's the thought that counts, you know. So there you go. You know where we rank. All right. So, Pam, what about your wrapping paper? Because yours is always just, I mean, it's like something you would get at Macy's if like you spent $100 in free wrapping. Yeah, exactly.
I try. So this year, the paper I got is actually vintage maps. So if you look on there, you will see that there's like some vintage maps on there of different locations. And it may have a little hint as to what could be inside. So I'm just going to say, I like to have that all come together, right? I mean, you know,
I love it.
Total package.
Yes. So I'm gonna use like a letter opener to open mine because, you know, vintage maps.
Then you can save it.
Because, you know, top of the gift, I'm going to put the wrapping paper on eBay and, you know, double my
My there you go.
You know, people are crazy about that kind of stuff. Exactly. I'll autograph it on the back and it'll be worth half as much. So, there you go. I wrote on this.
Idiot. Watch out. Disney might revoke your annual pass.
That's exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's true. I was just going to write Lou Mangiello on it, so it's all right. What? I can't get in? Quit signing autograph memorabilia on eBay. Okay, anyway, so let's get to the gifts. I'm going to give mine out first this year. I don't think I've ever gone first giving them out, dishing them out. So,
all right.
This is kind of it's a bigger one. It's a box. If you see Ricky, it's like it's like 2 feet tall by 2 feet wide. It's a cube. So here you go. So you got it's a lot of wrapping paper. So unwrap it.
All right.
Whoa. You're showing a little bit behind the magic. Remember, we're not just recording. We're on TV.
We're not on TV. We're good. You're good. Keep wrapping. Keep on wrapping. We're not live. Go ahead. Now we're really behind the magic. Go ahead. We don't even know what we're doing. There you go. Perfect.
Oh, my gosh. Mike, I can't believe it.
I know. Right? Okay, so I almost got you something similar for Halloween. And again, how Pam mentioned that the wrapping paper might have something to do with a gift, like a hint for that. This is kind of the case here. For Halloween, I almost bought you the Instagram influencer's outfit, which is like a selfie stick, a lipstick, a hoodie, sunglasses, that kind of stuff. I almost got you that.
Yeah.
Yes. What I did was I got the idea in Halloween. I'm like, oh, this is what Ricky's getting for Christmas. I got you the Millennial Walt Disney World Starter Kit. So what I got you, if you look in the box.
Nicely done.
Okay, so if you look in the box. You have a spirit jersey of every type that they sell. You are spirit jerseying for you could wear a new one until March. You got so many. You got Disney Cruise Line, Run Disney, Walt Disney World in like every single color. And they all have the little stripey things on the arm. So there you go. I mean, once it gets, but I mean, again, it'll be warm in February. So wear them at your own risk because it'll get warm.
That's right.
Also, Starbucks. Okay. And you got to be careful because I was in the corner because it's not a gift card. It's the real Starbucks. It's a venti latte tall mochaccino coca bunga whatever with a lot of foam on top.
There you go.
And it's purple at the top. I don't know. So
got it. All right.
Dig down in there too. You see you have millennial pink ears. You know, you gotta wear and and the iridescent because that'll probably be the next millennial thing.
I can't believe that Mike knew what all this stuff was.
I've been collecting this stuff since Halloween, since I got the idea. So the next thing, because I'm almost a millennial. I'm on the edge. You're right. Okay, so if you look.
Playing on Instagram.
Yeah, that's right. I'm almost an influencer. Not. So the next thing, if you notice, it's a voucher. And what this is, it's an old school FastPass. There's a book of five of them. They're front of the line access to all the walls, like the bubblegum wall, the purple wall, and the whatever walls you want to get a picture in front of. And I, you know, on the back of it says, see Hannah Forrester for ideas. So there you go. Because she's an influencer on Instagram.
So okay, I'll head to Hannah's.
All right, so that is your gift. You have the Millennial Starter Kit for Walt Disney World.
I love it, Mike. Thank you so much.
That's a good idea.
That is perfect. Perfect. Yes.
All righty. Okay. So Pam's is a little smaller case, but she'll see here. So go ahead and grab that from under the tree.
All right. Ricky, will you help me?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, yeah. Oh, thanks. Ricky was helping me.
Yeah, that was kind of soft, but it wasn't a very big package. So if you notice, in this box is a picture of something that you are getting. It's in 2019. It starts January 1st, 2019. So you have, you know, about a week to get ready for this. The anticipation will kill. As you know, you're a trip planner. We've all gone on Walt Disney World vacations. Half the fun is in the anticipation of the trip, right?
For sure. Looking
forward to it. Okay, so this is what you got to look forward to. Coronado Springs at Walt Disney World has gone through, you know, a large transformation in the past 18 months to 2 years. We have the Tower El Destino, which I know you want to stay in July. I think you actually are staying there in July. You know, you have the pool has just come out of a refurb. You got Siesta Pool Bar. They've kind of spiced that up a little bit. This is the destination to be at Walt Disney World right now. But the thing that you always talk about when we talk on the podcast, we have conversations off air, is that you're in this quandary. Like, you want to be on vacation, but you also kind of need to balance where, you know, like in this past like 3 months, you've been on vacation a lot. Let's just get real. Okay. You've been gone a lot. And the thing is, like,
well, I've been out of the office.
Yeah, that's it. That's okay. Out that's why we're solving your problem here today, because like you've been out of the office. And then when you get back, you're like, oh man, I'm like, you don't know where to start because you've been out of the office having a good time, you know, but you're working while you're out of the office. But here's the deal. For 1 year only, and this is a 1 year lease, you have the executive suite at Coronado Springs, and it's all decorated because if you look around, it's got Shag art everywhere around it. So you got those crazy pictures. I even did research on the guy. He's I called him and he decorated it for us. He's known for painting and illustration. Let's see, he's from the lowbrow period, and he was born August 31st, 1962. So if you notice, I'm like almost friends with Shag. So you are set. So think about it now. You can go back to your executive office. You can call all the agents in. It's a Magic for Less. We can all get around the big board table. But really, all we're really doing is like, you know, maybe Steve Baker sneaking out and stealing the toiletries out of one of the bathrooms. So that's what we're doing. But, you know, we're having a big meeting. And then you're steps away from Maya Grill and going over to Epcot. So best of both worlds.
Love it. That is perfect. By the way, that executive suite was pretty nice. So I wouldn't mind staying there. I'm just saying.
Oh, so
this is going to be so useful. Yes. And I'm going to actually try to keep those toiletries unlocked. I'm going to go through as they're put out and like scoop them in so that they can't be taken. But that was a great idea, Mike.
You know, it's all about balance, right? I mean, you have your office, but you have your office at a Disney destination. So
I know, right?
Worlds.
That's what I need, really.
All right, you know what? This is what I say on Christmas Eve. It's bag time. Let's go.
All right.
I don't know if I know what that means.
I don't either, really. I mean, I just know we have bags under the trees. Let's do this.
All right. So Pam, I'm gonna give you yours.
Okay.
First.
All right, okay.
Do I need to
help me with it.
Help you.
Oh, there. Okay. Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
All right. What is it?
So Pam, you know, I kind of am tying in with Mike actually, because I know that you have been, you know, you work so tirelessly. I use that in quotes, because, you know, you've been traveling around the world basically, you know, this whole, like, again, 3 months. Mike and I were totally on the same wavelength with this. So, I know that you've been not stressed, but you know, when you get home, it's a little bit to take back.
That
know?
Inbox kind of punches you in the nose when you get back from vacation, man.
Exactly. So I thought that, you know, you've done so much relaxation while you're on vacation. So I thought that I should bring a little more relaxation to you at home. So when times just get so overwhelmed by that inbox that just has so many emails in it from you being on vacation, you are gonna get to go and sit in your very own rainforest room heated lounger.
What?
Hope you like it.
Oh my goodness. I wonder if I can get the angle right so I can sit in it and still be working on the laptop.
Like, nah, that won't work. You'd be asleep now.
It was a little tray table. Remember, like the tray table some people used
yes.
to have? Oh. I think that might be the perfect angle. I'm loving this, Ricky. This is so awesome.
I get an ad for that.
More relaxation.
I get an ad for that tray table like every third picture on Instagram. I'll have to get you one. It's like they want me to have that thing. because I ordered a lap table once. No, you know what? Ricky worked really hard to get that that lounger off the Disney Cruise Line in her purse.
I did. There might be one missing. I'm just saying.
We'll try to keep it quiet so that they aren't coming after.
Okay.
Yeah. That lounger's hot in more than one way. So I'm just saying.
Yeah, right. You know what? Here this winter in Pennsylvania, I'll be so glad because it's warm.
Yeah.
So
it'll
be like, oh man,
good night.
That'll make the cold a little easier to take.
Good night.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That is awesome.
You are so welcome. Yes. Yes. Mike.
All right. Wait a second. Why am I tearing up the bag? I don't even know. Like, what am I? I'm just tearing up the bag and like tearing stuff up on Christmas. Okay. Woo! That is awesome. That is so cool. Tell me what the. I love this gift. It is. I mean, it's so heartfelt. I'm about to tear. But tell me about it.
I know you love this gift, and that is because I know. You know, we talk about it all the time about how much you love Taco Bell.
Yes, I do. Yes, Yo Quiero.
Yes.
Hang on.
No.
I even gave you that, Taco Bell dog this year for Christmas in person. Not that we're not in person together now.
We're in the studios. Come on.
So, I know you keep putting the feelers out for, you know, all listeners to send you Taco Bell.
I do not do that. Mystery listener does.
Don't pretend like you're not saying that. By the way, Ricky accepts Starbucks gift cards.
Whatever. Subliminal messages do work. Go ahead.
So the listeners don't have to do this for you. I got you a year's supply of Taco Bell. Whatever you want, you just get to go to Taco Bell and get it and then go home. That's it.
If that were, you know what? I'm sorry, but this will be my last Christmas show because I will never make it to Christmas 2019 at this point. Never. never.
I'm a little frightened.
And I'm saying, in a word of advice to all Be Our Guest podcast listeners that are listening, if you are running any of the races that I'm running in, and I'm running in all of them because I'm doing dopey, you better be in front of me. So you better be quick. So get in that last little training. I'm just saying, word to the wise, run fast.
We're going to make mics across the room here in a minute. So I'm just worried about the Taco Bell.
Aren't you glad we're all in this tight little podcast studio together today?
It was a thoughtful gift, though, Ricky, for sure.
See, I knew I was being thoughtful. I didn't say I was being thoughtful to us, but I was being thoughtful.
That was sweet. All right, that was so sweet. All right, Ricky, thank you so much. All right, so we have two more gifts under the tree, Pam.
Okay, all right, Ricky, here you go.
All right, okay.
Open
all
it
right.
up. Real crazy, yes, you can rip it open. Okay. Okay.
Your face.
Wow. I'm excited.
You are a good present opener. So you may not know what this is because it's just representative of what it is, but it is... I went with my theme here. It is a Royal Caribbean cruise because you need to start getting ready because I need you on my side to talk to Mike about the next BODP cruise being on Royal Caribbean. Get you out there so you know it all really well. And so then we'll be on the same team here.
I like this idea. Yes.
Hey, I'm all about fast internet and robotic bartenders. I mean, come on now.
I know. Well, now you're doomed, Mike.
So. There we go.
No, I know how much you like cruising, and you haven't done it.
I have not. It's true.
Wait till you try it.
They are fun. It's like being in Vegas. Oh, they're so fun. They are fun.
Yeah, they are fun. That's a lot of cool things. Mike, yours is in the same gift of travel thing, so keep that in mind.
I got to open it first. Hang on.
All right.
Making such a mess here in the studio. I know people think I'm a slob, but I don't like a mess in the studio, but oh well. Oh, this is awesome. So where are we going here? What's up?
So this is not just a gift for you, but I think a gift that your spouse may enjoy. In fact, this may keep you out of the doghouse because the trip to Aulani.
Yes, George Shaka, brother. I'm coming to see you finally.
Yes, I know she does. So, you know, the PMs have to stick together. And I was like, well, we're going to make this happen. So, yes, it's Aulani after I was there this fall. I feel like everyone needs to go. Everyone needs to go. So.
I'm already right now. Let's see, surfboards.
That's right. Yes.
A California board company 9-footer.
You have to get your own ulu, like I have. See.
What's an ulu?
It's the turtle.
Now I want a surfboard. I want to try to surf. I'm going to get the one at Walmart for $183.20. It's the California Board Company's 9-footer.
Wait till we get there, because it'll be a little expensive to check that as a bag.
I'm just going
to
put it on top of the plane like they used to do with the station wagons. Like one of the Woodies.
You'll have to hold it out there. It's so, Alani is so beautiful. So I know that you guys will like that. So anyways, well, I thought that was it. I'm sticking with my motto this year. Give experiences.
Yes, I agree with that. I've totally told my family that. We're going to, one of my gifts I think is going to be, I'm hoping here in the next day or two, is gifts to go see Mizzou at the Liberty Bowl on New Year's Eve. So down in Memphis, Tennessee to bring in 2019. That'll be fun. Oh, I got to send a huge shout out to my buddy Adam, okay? Because the day we're, of course, Christmas Eve. And so I get something in the mail. Now, this is kind of fun because we went down this past year. One of the highlights of 2018 for me was that we got to go down to the University of Alabama, which I'm a big Bama fan. Never been to Bryant-Denny, the football stadium. He was an awesome host. Susie and Adam showed us all around. We got to see the best of Alabama, got to eat at Rammer Jammers, got to, you know, just get the whole taste. We got to see Homecoming Parade, got my picture next to the Bear Bryant statue, kind of the Saban statue, got to see the Walk of Champions. We did it all. So earlier today, I get this box in the mail. Okay, so it's like there. I crack it open because I see it's from Adam. It is unbelievable. It is an Alabama football kind of starter pack. Because now, if you know anything about SEC football, there were two things in here and multiple packages of each. I got Golden Flake potato chips, which if you don't know what that is, I didn't know what those were because the Alabama radio broadcast is sponsored by Golden Flake. Okay, so that's like Eli Gold always says, you know, we're in the Golden Flake radio booth. And I didn't know like if that was a cereal or if they were like Pop-Tarts. I didn't know what they, because he never said what they were. He's always like, Golden Flake. I'm like, what? I've never heard of Golden Flake. And so I had to Google it. Found out they're kind of like just Lay's chips, but they're super good. And then also, I don't know if you know this, anybody else, we got this. Oh my, Pam is dying. We're going to have this tomorrow morning on Christmas. It's a new, speaking of traditions, this is going to be a new tradition for the Rallmans. We got Jim and Nick's cheddar biscuit mix. Yeah, does anybody know what that is? Have you guys heard of that? Jim and Nick's cheddar biscuits?
I love Jim and Nick's biscuits. We had Jim and Nick's at my work Christmas party, and dude, I put away some of those biscuits.
These things are lethal. Cause so at the Alabama football game, we went over to where they all tailgate. There's a big area where, you know, everybody tailgates, and what they have is like food trucks all around the perimeter. And so this Jim and Nick's is a barbecue place, I guess, down in the South in Alabama, especially, but I think it's also in Georgia, maybe. But yeah, so they had these cheddar biscuits, and I guess they're kind of like maybe what you get at Red Lobster, but they're not these things. I mean, like I was licking my fingers like 4 hours later, just in case there was like a crumb left between like my third and fourth finger. They were that good. So I got to send a huge roll tide down to Adam.
They're kind of sweet biscuits, they're which so is kind of nice. Like they're sweet and cheddary, and they're delicious. Oh my gosh.
I'm looking these up to figure out where to buy them right now.
So. There's restaurants.
I might need to go to Jim and Nick's for lunch.
Oh man. I'm telling you, you do not want to eat the first one, Pam, because I'd never had, and I've only had them that one time so far. We're going to have them tomorrow morning for Christmas morning. But oh, they are one of the best things I've ever had in my life. So,
yes.
So, and we're going to see, we're starting a new Christmas tradition. So thanks to Adam and Susie down in Huntsville.
Love that.
Love our family. Do you guys get great ornaments with the Be Our Guest Podcast Ornament Exchange this year?
Yes, absolutely. I posted mine. Beth had sent me not only that cute ornament, it was like a mistletoe ornament, which is cool because I love the tradition of mistletoe. I think it's a cool thing. But also some little door things for our next Disney Cruise Line cruise.
I got those too.
I know. So
that's cool.
So Ricky, what'd you
get? I just love the creativity.
Yes.
Cool. You know, every year I always, when everybody, you know, when it always comes up to the ornament exchange, they always ask, you know, do you have a special, you know, whatever, a tree or of whatever. And I'm always like, no, I like to see what, you know, what my person comes up with. And so this year I got a beautiful, beautiful snowman ornament that's from Etsy that somebody, you know, handcrafted. They actually, you know, put the eyes on and stuff like that. And it's got my name and 2018 on it. And it's just, it's so beautiful. I love that's this ornament. Cool. So again, you know, every year I'm amazed by what people, you know, come up with, how creative they are. So that's my favorite. It really is my favorite thing that we do, you know, tradition wise for the BOGP family is the ornament and Christmas card exchange. Both of them are just so special.
It's so fun because now we've been doing it so long. I mean, we'll be going into our 11th year on, it'll be 11 years in March. And so now every year we put up the Christmas tree, you know, now I have, you know, 8 or 9 different ornaments that are from the annual ornament exchange. And it's just so fun to see, you know, like that's, you know, this is from George in Hawaii. It's palm tree, you know, with Christmas lights on it. And this is, you know, this and this and that. So, you know, I love that. So, you know, Christmas is about traditions. And we just, you know, as we wrap this up, we know you're probably headed over to see friends and family and celebrate. And folks, we had a lot of folks that celebrated Hanukkah earlier in the month. We hope you had a wonderful celebration. A lot of my friends that I talked to that celebrated said it was a great season and it was a great celebration for them. So we're happy for that. So whatever you celebrate, enjoy it. You know, really do treasure those times with your friends and your family. Slow down for the next couple days. Just, you know, kick back and, you know, you've worked hard in 2018. Let's kind of slow down and take a breath and really enjoy the season. So as we close out, I just want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and a happy, we'll be back again on Wednesday before, you know, obviously before New Year's, but just enjoy the celebration and, you know, have a great time. And we appreciate everything that you've done as a part of the Be Our Guest podcast family over the past year. So Ricky, final thoughts for Christmas 2018.
Just again, thank you to everyone for all your love and support. And now, you know, I know we missed it, but it's time for Festivus. So now it's time for the airing of the grievances. So I got a lot of problems with you people.
See, I've never seen that show. Whatever. Is that Seinfeld? I've never seen it's Seinfeld.
Yes.
Isn't there like
Feats of Strength is coming up, Mike. So he'll be on deck.
I'll have to check that. Is there a poll associated with it in there, like a Festivus poll or something?
Yes, Festivus poll.
I'm like pop culture kind of tied in, but not 100% because I've never seen the show. I just heard the references forever. All right, Pam, final thoughts and we'll get out of here and heading out to Moscow Mills.
I just, 2018 was a great year. I mean, for so many reasons. And I just, you know, at times I am just amazed that we all continue to be blessed in the way that we are. It's just so much fun to get to do this with two great friends and to have made so many friends because of the podcast. And I'm just so grateful for that all the time. So, you know, we really appreciate everyone who listens. It, you know, we could not do this. Well, I guess we could do it without you, but it wouldn't be new.
It wouldn't be
weird. If the three of us were recording it and the three of us were the only ones who listened.
Also Hannah. Robert Hannah would listen.
And Hannah,
Hannah would be listening. And my mom.
Your mom.
So, I mean, it just really allows us to do that. I think we have some great things coming up for us all in 2019. Really looking forward to that. So, 2019, here we go.
Yes.
It's going to be big. All right, so we are going to close out. And just thank you so much for your support and wishing you the most Merry Christmas ever. And just enjoy those friends and family. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike. You know where to find us on social media and all that stuff. And, you know, hey, share. I love to, you know, this is, you know, as much as you want to spend time with friends and family, sometimes you just want to get on Twitter, too, and talk to people. So if you want to send a message or post some pictures, do that, too. You know, because everybody's getting new electronic devices. You want to try them out. So at Be Our Guest Mike. Get a hold of me and we'll have fun. All right. So have a Merry Christmas and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening and we'll see you real soon.